It's time for the Zizzer pregame on Hot Country KDY.
It's a Friday the 13th pregame for Zizzer football on Hot Country KDY. Harlan Hutchison here. Cody Sanders will join me upstairs in the booth here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium in just a little while. Well, we come off of that rough game last week at Lebanon where the best team in the conference, the Yellow Jackets, beat the Zizzers by a final score of 52-14. So we're done with the gauntlet, just like last year. It is really rough. But now we turn toward districts. In just a couple of weeks, a couple more conference games to take care of, including tonight. And who knew as we were going through this football season that this would be the swan song for the Ozark Conference as far as West Plains is concerned. Next season, Ozark Mountain Conference football is what we'll be talking about. And we'll be talking about that during the course of the broadcast, but Wes Davis, the superintendent of West Plains Schools, will have a comment about that here at the end of our pregame. Let's start with the game last week where West Plains was at Lebanon. Yellow Jackets win in a blowout there, and what we saw, as Joel Wyatt joins us, head coach of the Zizzers, what we saw was what we expected. Lebanon is the class of the Ozark Conference in football.
Yeah, they got a good ball club. Right now they're ranked fourth in Class 5, and you know, they've had that same coaching staff almost intact for years, and that really means a lot when you have that coaching chemistry. You know, their offense gets a lot of the headlines, but their defense is good too. And you know, and they've got a handful of guys going two ways. I mean, nothing like we do, but you know, they have three or four guys that play both ways. The fullback linebacker is one that really sticks out and turns heads. He's a player. But, yeah, really good ball club.
And the thing that did not help at all was a very bad start last week in Laclede County.
You know, we get off the bus, we fumble the opening kickoff, and you look up and there's 17 seconds gone by and we're down 7-0.
On the road.
You know, it's just like getting off the bus and say, all right, Lebanon, it's 7-0, you guys, because we can't take care of the football. And their first play, they throw a double pass, touchdown, second week in a row we've seen that. You know, and then we get the ball back, and, you know, we go three and out. You know, after that, I went for it on fourth and one, and because I felt we can't be losing possessions against this bunch. And they knock us off the ball, got hit in the backfield. You know, defense did a good job of holding them to three. But, you know, right off the bat at 17-0, you know, you can't dig yourself a hole against a team that's going to run the ball and chew clock. And so it's just an awful start.
Meanwhile, tonight's opponent, Springfield Parkview, comes in at 0-7. The Zizzers at 3-4. Parkview has a new coaching staff going through some early growing pains, according to Coach Wyatt.
They got a new coach in Cam Bruffett. He was the OC over at Rogersville. I remember him as a player at Fairgrove. You know, I think they're playing better. Quarterback's returning starter, left-hander. He's a dual threat. They got a big old tight end. You know, when they get off the bus, they got some guys that really pass the eyeball test, especially at the skill positions. They've got a big offensive line. You know, again, with their record being 0-7, you know, it's a little bit misleading in a sense that they play some tough competition, like everybody in the OC. And they've gotten better, though. We saw them at Evangel, and, you know, you can really tell Coach Bruffett and his staff are working. I mean, they're coaching. You know, when you're at a camp setting, you can, you know, when you're standing right by them, you really get a sense of, you know, what their coaching style is a little bit, and if they're talking, and he's working. So I was impressed with that.
And the coach talks about districts with the district competition coming up in just a few weeks. Bolivar is ensconced in the top spot. They get a first round bye.
That's always the goal, is to get home field throughout districts. And, you know, we let that slip going all the way to back to week one when Bolivar beat us. We should be set at the number two. With Mack County 3, and we got 17 districts, so Bolivar's going to get that week off and get that bye.
And finally, of course, the news broke this week that the Zizzers will be a part of a new conference starting next season, the Ozark Mountain Conference. And we'll be talking about that here as we go along. But as we do that, let's hear from Wes Davis. He's superintendent for schools for West Plains Schools and talks about how this whole thing germinated and how it came to be in a pretty short amount of time.
It is definitely big news. Kind of something that's been working for 2 years, I would say. There was talk over a year ago about our current conference, Ozark Conference, and the Central Ozark Conference, the COC, combining. There's quite a bit of discussion on that, and in fact, for a while, I thought that was going to happen. One thing that's always been our goal, my goal, is to make sure we are part of a conference. We don't want to be an independent or left out. Then early in the summer, Branson, Rogersville, Marshfield, and Bolivar, the five of us kind of got together. One of them had reached out, and we got together and started talking about this possibility. I didn't know it would take, to be quite honest, at first. And then about a month ago, I felt like it was getting serious. Bolivar and West Plains, we both said, you know, we want at least six schools. That sounded better than five. And then Carl Junction kind of reached out. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me about that the drive on that one. But anyway, it all kind of started last week. Branson made official they were leaving, and, you know, it just kept working up. And then we had a special board meeting Tuesday, and then Tuesday night, Bolivar did. So it kind of all just happened real quick.
The Ozark Mountain Conference will be comprised of Bolivar, West Plains, Carl Junction, Logan Rogersville, Branson, and Marshfield. And there could be some other schools that will be coming along to kind of fill the conference out. Poplar Bluff was the name that I'd heard earlier today, but we'll find out more about that as time goes by. But there is a new football conference that will kick off next season, and the Zizzers are looking to fill some games, fill some spots, maybe fill some holes there in the conference as it exists right now. On the schedule for games tonight around the region, it's the be-all, end-all game in the conference for this year in the Ozark Conference. Camdenton will be at Lebanon. Now, Camdenton could give them a game because they're very fast and they can throw the ball pretty well. Lebanon, on the other hand, has the best defense in the conference, and unless you're able to move the ball and hold the ball and keep the ball away from them, they're going to run it on you, and we saw that West Plains had some success running the ball on Camdenton. So it may start close, but that could be a pull away in the second half. Meanwhile, Waynesville will play at Rolla tonight. Springfield Glendale will be at Kickapoo with the quarterback controversy between those two schools. That'll be a spirited affair. Bolivar will play at Hillcrest. Kabul travels to Ava tonight in the SCA. Other games, Willow Springs will be at Thayer. Also, the game on Saturday in the conference will pit the Salem Tigers against the Liberty Eagles. In North Arkansas football tonight, the undefeated Salem Greyhounds, 7-0, will play at Yellville Summit. Rivercrest will take on Highland, who are 4-2 this season, and the Mountain Home Bombers have the week off. The North Arkansas teams have done better this season. They're now 14-6 overall here at this point in the football calendar. And that's a look at what we've got also. We'll have results from football today, Mountain Grove playing at Houston. So that's a lineup of games, and we'll get to the kickoff of our game coming up in just a few moments. It's going to be Parkview from Springfield taking on the West Plains Zizzers, trying to get back to even Steven at 4-4 after tonight. Cody Sanders joins me in just a moment. That's our pregame on Hot Country KDY Zizzer football coming up next on today's Hot New Country.
This has been the pregame show on Hot Country KDY. Stay tuned. Zizzer kickoff time is coming up next on your home for the Zizzers, KDY.
Yes, the work week is over. Come on, weekend. Where are my car keys? Are you kidding me? I did it again. I locked them in the car. Good thing I have West Plains Lock and Key programmed in my phone.
West Plains Lock and Key?
I did it again.
Are you at work or home this time? All right, we'll be right there.
Whenever you lock yourself out, call West Plains Lock and Key, 256-8862. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
West Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY. Tonight's game is brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
And now, West Plains Scissors Football on the official home of the Scissors, Hot Country KDY.
Welcome to McDonald's Field Scissors Stadium as we get ready for kickoff between West Plains and the Parkview Vikings. Cody Sanders is here, and we should start this the correct way. Happy birthday to you, Cody.
Well, thank you.
See, you already got something for your birthday there.
Oh, that's not even new.
That's not even a birthday present?
Nope.
Wow. So you're doing pretty good, and I don't even know if you got anything.
I got a few things. The best gift, being here with you.
All right. I don't know where I put my brown bag. But anyway, the Scissors were through the gauntlet. A three-game span where we gave up an average of 49 points a game and averaged 17 points a game. Parkview is not that. They are 0-7. Now, here's the thing, though. Parkview is going to do some things during the course of the game. You're going to go, well, these guys aren't too bad. We've seen Parkview back when, I'd say it's probably 7-8 years ago when the program, and they've scuffled for a long time. But something about Parkview, they have this team at least, they have a big offensive line. They've got a tall left-handed quarterback that can throw the football. So unless you put some pressure on them and do some stuff to get them off their game, they can look pretty good at times. So the thing we want to do, Cody, is get off to a good start tonight.
Yeah, you bet. So it's going to be exciting. And one thing you always watch for is how the teams respond. And West Plains, as you mentioned, 3 weeks in a row, it's been kind of rough. So I'm really interested to see how we come out, how we respond. Do we come out and play like we've been beat for 3 weeks, or do we come out with that all behind us and do what needs to be done?
And the Scissors will kick off to start the game. I'm not sure if they deferred. Usually that's the case. But West Plains will kick the ball away to start the ball game tonight. And doing the place kicking is Reed Cobb, the sophomore. And you know, I'm looking out there at the kick coverage team. You've got Alex Judd out there. I mean, you've got starters. And that's how important kick coverage is as we look down the other end. And we'll have a bit of a crosswind to start the ball game, it looks like. Two receivers will stand back at their own 10-yard line or thereabouts. And this is the final regular season home game.
You know, it's also maybe the first week where it kind of feels like football season.
Still with that, it's still kind of muggy. Our temperature is 64. And the wind is coming out of the west, kind of across the field. Here's Cobb with the approach, the kick, and this football game is underway. And it's a squib kick, and it's covered by Parkview at the 44-yard line. We got the opening kick last week and fumbled. And with 17 seconds to go, or 17 seconds played in the first quarter last week, we were down 7-0. So no mishaps there, and Parkview will come out on offense. West Plains will, let's see if they line up with three down in the front, which is what they have normally been doing. And that will be the case here. More of a 34 look up front. Parkview on the first play. The quarterback will fake and keep. Goes to the corner, turns it inside, and finally is tackled right at midfield. The starting quarterback is Jones. His name is, or James, that is. Kamen James. He is a senior quarterback.
Where's the number zero?
He's tackled by number 13,
Jake. He'll bring up second down after a gain on the play of 6 yards. So a good read by the quarterback there. Zizzers will bring some pressure, throw out to the left sideline. Ball is caught, but I think, I believe a whistle was blown.
Yeah, his knee was in the dirt as he made the reception. That's Jalen King, 6 foot senior wideout, that makes the reception, and it's a first down. Two plays and move the chains.
So Parkview will not huddle. They'll hand it off up the middle, and there's Alex Judd making the tackle on the ball carrier. Short gain on the play, if a gain at all.
That's some explosion off the line for the West Plains. The West Plains Zizzers there.
Casey Hiley, the running back, on the carry that time. Alex got him. Dropped him for about a half-yard loss. It'll be second down and 11. Handling the video duties tonight, we've got Drew Joyce on the other side with Matt Stump. Back in the studio, Nate Hudson. Cody Sanders to my right. Here we go with the second down play and the fake handoff. Quarterback will keep. James will take it up to the 41-yard line of West Plains. So a gain of 5 on the play. And it'll bring up third down and about 6.
That shows you just how important timing is whenever you're a quarterback and you're running these option-type plays. If the quarterback hands that ball off or moves just a second sooner, he is blown up in the backfield. Just absolutely demolished, but because it's timed out perfectly, it's a pickup of a few yards, and now third down.
Third down and 6 from the 41 of West Plains. Slant over the middle. High throw. Great catch at the 35. That may be enough for the first down. That time they threw the football, looked like to the tight end that time. And that
looks like maybe number 17.
Yeah, Jameel Johnson.
He is a 6'8" receiver. That is that's a big target, 215.
6'8", 215, no wonder they threw him the football.
I'd throw it to him every play.
That is a first down, the second for Parkview. They're in the white with the green trim, gold trim as well. Here's a running play over the right tackle, and they'll move the ball forward, a gain of about 4 on the play. Tell you, Parkview's got some size up front, and we run a three-man front. And unless you're bringing some help from behind them, the linebackers, you can get a little overwhelmed and not meet the ball carrier until he's 2 or 3 yards down the field.
I tell you what, Harlan, look at number, I believe it was number 77, Trevor Cressman. He is a sophomore, 6'6", 315, playing left tackle.
That's big.
He's a monster.
Here's a sweep, and that ball, that is going to blow up in the backfield. A tackle that time for West Plains making the play was Dallas Roberts. They tried a little jet sweep around the left corner. Now, see, there's a case of just really doing something you didn't have to do. It'll be a loss back to the 39. They were doing just fine,
yeah,
moving up the field, straight up the field. They ran sideways, and they end up losing a chunk of yardage. So now West Plains has them where they want them, third down and 14. Quarterback will bring them up. Kamen James will throw it over on the left side, and that ball is going to be tipped and incomplete.
That deflected at the line of scrimmage. Didn't see which Zizzer player got his hand up and knocked the ball up into the air, but that's going to be an incompletion and bring up a big fourth down. This will be most likely the first punt of the ball game.
All right, so now the punter will stand back. at his own 48-yard line. Scissors will send Rylan Kinslow back deep at the 10. Scissors come after it. Here's the kick away. A good high kick. It'll hit at the 10. Bounce. Rylan picks it up smartly. Gains yardage back across the 10 up to around the 12-yard line. So he didn't gain much, but it's not going to be first and 10 from the 1-yard line at least.
Well, Kinslow makes the wise decision as it's kind of bouncing right at him. He sees it's a playable ball. He can take it, pick up a few yards. If he doesn't touch that ball, realistically, Parkview downs that somewhere between the 1 and the 5, and West Plains is backed up deep. So that's it's a good, smart, heady play.
Let's see what West Plains decides to do on the first series of the night. They have it at the 11, their own 11-yard line. Let's see if they run something here right out of the gate. Quarterback fakes. He's going to look downfield. He throws it deep down the middle. Too high, too long. Incomplete. Intended for Kinslow at the 45-yard line. That ball is 6 or 7 yards too long. I thought that they would really try to hit them deep very early in the game. I thought maybe set it up with the run, but West Plains tried for a home run right out of the gate, kind of like the Kickapoo game.
Hey, I tell you, real quick, just a little side note. Thursday night, last night, West Plains middle school football played 7th and 8th grade, and sitting here in the crowd watching that game, Isaiah Jones is at the game. He's down the sideline, and at halftime of the 7th grade game, he was out there on the field throwing it 65 yards in the air.
Good heavens. Here's a snap to Isaiah. He runs the ball, puts pads down, doesn't get much anything. There's a fumble. Ball is picked up by Briggs Houston, and he'll get it to the 15-yard line. So there will be a gain on the play of about 4, and it'll bring up third down and about 6.
Houston was just in the right place at the right time. The ball was knocked out of Jones's hands, and it just bounced right into his mitts.
So Parkview now. Let's see how loose they play in the secondary. It's going to be third down at about 6 from the 16-yard line of West Plains. Three receivers out to the left. One to the right. Back to throw it. And the ball is a slant caught. And that's a first down and more. That's the same play they scored the touchdown on 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
The opening moments against Kickapoo. And Briggs Houston with the reception. That'll move the football all the way up 17 yards up the field for a first down at the 32.
That is a pretty tried and true method at this point in the season. The hookup of Jones to Houston has been successful. It's been record-setting, record-breaking, and looks to be in good shape here as we're about midway through the first quarter.
We've got a receiver 6'6" that can go get it. They got a 6'8" tight end that can go up and get it. Here's the snap on first down. The left sideline pass is caught by Kinslow. He'll be pushed out of bounds on the far side after a gain of about 5 on the play. So it'll be second down for West Plains. First down play does so much to dictate what you can do on an offensive series. And when you pick up close to 5 yards like we did right there, that gives you many more options and flexibility. So it's second down. Double wing formation. Motion man, they're going to run the ball right. They hand it off, 40-yard line, 45-yard line, 50-yard line, 45-yard line, 44 of Parkview as the pile gets pushed down the field all the way across the 40, down to the 37-yard line.
You know, that's Remy Wilson, junior running back. He's listed at 5'6", 170 pounds. He doesn't run like he's 5'6", 170 pounds.
He ain't 170 pounds, I'll tell you that. But he picked up 25 yards. Dawson Howell will come out of the ball game for West Plains in the backfield. Joel White will grab someone coming in for him. Maybe changing the play here.
It's number 20, Gavin Marshall. That's a freshman that they sent into the game.
I believe it's 30.
I'm sorry, you're correct. That's a sophomore, I should.
And he is in motion from left to right. Toss play running right. Cutting it upfield. Jackson Taylor, good run. 25, 24-yard line. That'll be a first down. It looks like for West Plains, closer to the 23. Gain of 11. And West Plains moves the chains. And 5:46 in a fast-moving first quarter here. at Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers are not wearing red tonight. They have white pants, white hats, black shirts. Toss play running left. Jackson Taylor again tries to get to his lead blocking. Got tackled from behind after a gain of 4, maybe 5 yards. And toot, 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 whistle, whistle, whistle. That could indicate an infraction of some sort.
Yeah. Lots of whistles, but I don't see any flags.
That was weird.
Usually when there's that many whistles, there's something going on that shouldn't be going on.
They're going to mark him down at the 20-yard line, so that's a gain of a close to 5. And you can watch the video stream of the ball game tonight. Thanks to Mr. Dent and Ozarks Healthcare and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Here's Jones back to throw. He's looking for the money in the end zone. High, back, and caught for a touchdown. Briggs Houston.
They make it look easy, Harlan.
He got behind the safety. They're playing zone. The safety should have looked behind him because Briggs was just standing there with a 20-yard touchdown reception, and West Plains on top early, 6-0. So there's advantages to playing zone. There's disadvantages.
Yep.
That was a you tend to get caught flat-footed at the safety position sometimes. Here's a quick toss on the swinging gate. They're going to toss it. And did he get in? It looks like he did get in.
It looks like it, but I didn't see a signal.
I guess we're all Kreskin now broadcasting. It's 8-0. Briggs Houston with a toss play that took it in the end zone around the right side with everybody else off to the left. 8-0. West Plains back in a minute on KDY.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to HowellCountyHabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave. .com.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Back with Cody Sanders. I'm Harlan Hutchison as we get ready for the Zizzer kick. And Cobb will approach and kick the ball away. And it's a kick coming down at the 12-yard line, 15-yard line, running to the right at the 20. He's at the 25, gets to the sideline. 35-40, he's at midfield, makes a sidestep move, gets across midfield into Zizzer territory at 43. So a big return that time for the Parkview Vikings of, looks like about 45 yards, and it's a first down and 10 for Parkview.
That's an impressive kick return there to set up a first and 10 from the right side of the 50.
So Parkview has had some field position here early in the football game. This time they'll put their big tight end over in the left slot. Jackson Taylor is looking up at him right now.
He is. He's a good head or two above everybody else.
Here's a snap, running play right up the middle, and a body slam, a gain of maybe a yard on the play. Tackle made for West Plains that time by Shane Curtis, a 220-pound sophomore lineman. Boy, it's amazing how many sophomores have been getting a lot of playing time here over the last month of the season.
It's great, though.
It's going to help down the road. Single, no running back, five wide. Well, that's what everybody does anymore. Now the snap back. They'll look. Underneath pass is caught. Missed tackle at the 38. Tackle made at the 35-yard line. And the catch and run that time by Isaiah Hampton, a 5'8 sophomore wideout. And Alex Judd on the stop. If I don't see who makes the tackle, I could just say Alex Judd. And I've got about
80-90% chance of being right.
He's everywhere.
Have to change his name to Savoir Faire. Now, on third down and three, they run it. They don't get it. Maybe a yard. That's about it.
You know, on Parkview's first possession, they had some success running the ball right up the middle. It looks like West Plains has already made the appropriate changes to slow that down. They've now stopped the last few running plays before they even have a chance to get going.
Warren Lawson, number four on the stop for West Plains, another sophomore. 3 minutes, 5 seconds left. We're in the first quarter. West Plains up 8-0. Final regular season home game. Slant pass behind the intended receiver. Trying to get the ball again to Hampton. And that's
going to be a turnover on downs, Harlan. That was a fourth down play.
That is. That was just a very poor throw that time by Kamen James.
Yeah, James looks like he's got some ability. He's got a real quick release. But that ball was just thrown a little too soon. If he would have waited another, second or so to let things develop, he had a clean pocket, or a fairly clean pocket at least. He had a chance. He just threw that one too soon.
No wideouts this time for West Plains from the ball. The ball is placed at their own 34. Play action. Back to throw. No pressure. Jones, he looks to the right. Throws to the sideline. High pass is caught and out of bounds by Rylan Kinslow. And West Plains will have a first down.
That's a nice throw from Jones with a Parkview Viking barreling down right at him. Throws the ball at the last second, maybe a little bit high, but nothing Kinslow couldn't take care of.
14-yard gain. Rylan Kinslow has just had a fabulous year, along with Briggs Houston, of course. And now West Plains has first down and 10 from their own 47-yard line.
You know, the best thing about Kinslow developing as a legitimate weapon is you can't double Briggs Houston.
Dawson Howell in motion, now moves back in a setback spot. Now a high snap. Jones has to keep, and he runs right across the 50-yard line. He's held up. Bulls forward to close to the 46. They're going to mark him at the 47. So that's going to turn out to be about a 6-yard gain. It'll be second down and 6. I want to say hi to my folks and my wife Shirley tonight, listening back home in Avon. My mom is back home from the hospital, and I think if you had the chance to ask her, the toughest thing about being in the hospital was being too far away to pick up the ball game on the radio.
I thought you were going to say the food.
And that. Third down, or second down, and 4 from the 47. Inside handoff, Dawson Howell with a humongous hole, 30-yard line down to the 26. Dawson hasn't run the ball very often this year, but boy, did he have a hole and a half.
He's just a big, lumbering fullback, kind of reminiscent of Mike Allstott.
Nice run on the play. It'll bring up first down and 10. Picked up close to 15 on the run that time. And now it'll be first and 10. Ball is marked at the 25 of Parkview. Keep the pressure on, keep the pressure on. Timeout called by West Plains. 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. West Plains on top of Parkview, 8-0. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Butler Heating and Air and Generac announce a big sales event on Generac generators. Now through October 8th, when you purchase a new Generac generator at Butler Heating and Air, you will get a 10-year parts and labor warranty free. It's a huge value of over $1,000. So get a quote on a Generac generator today and take advantage of a worry-free warranty. It's happening for a limited time through October 8th at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer across from the fairgrounds in West Plains.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
All right, Nate, here we go. First down from the 25, play action rollout. They pick up a block, rolling to the right sideline. Jones looks in the corner of the end zone, high pass. Ball is tipped incomplete. Double coverage on Ryland Kinslow at the goal line. We're lucky that didn't get picked off.
Yeah, that's one of those passes where I think if Jones were able to do that again immediately, he just throws that ball away.
We have a flag on the play, laying on the 20-yard line on the far side of the field. Ineligible man downfield, so it wouldn't have counted had it been completed.
It's going to back us up, what, 5 yards?
It'll back us up, it looks like 10.
Oh.
No, you're right.
Now, is that a loss of down, or do they replay first?
I was thinking it might be, but they didn't signal that, so let's just go from here then. First down and 15, 5 yard penalty on the illegal man downfield on the pass. That's a play that took quite a while to run, and at the time that Isaiah went to the right sideline, your blockers sometimes just assume that the ball is out. First and 15 from the 30. Back to throw Jones to the sideline. That ball is caught, and I think it was Remy Wilson, but I'm not positive.
I believe so, and he's going to get up to about the 28-yard line.
Had guys open on both sides of the field coming out of the backfield that time. Gain of 3, second down, and about 12. And this could very possibly be the last play of the first quarter, which has zoomed by. We'll get a chance to take a look at the new Ozark Mountain Conference, too, as we go along here tonight, probably at halftime.
Yeah.
Two wide left, one to the right. Tight end Erickson will move over on the right end now with a single running back. Remy Wilson with Isaiah Jones for the Zizzers at quarterback. Back to throw. He's heaving it down the middle. High pass almost intercepted. They tried to run a post pattern down the right side, and that ball was a little too tall.
Number 34 for the Parkview Vikings, Deshaun Wright. He's a sophomore linebacker, and that's one he'd like to have back because that thing was in his arms, and he doesn't come away with it.
It'll be third down and 12 when we come back for the second quarter. After one, West Plains 8 and Parkview nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hey, Zizzer fan, tonight.
Hey, Zizzer fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zizzer and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zizzer girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
ORN Cares is now officially Give Local First, and we're looking for our 2024 recipient. Ozark Marketing Company and the Ozark Horse Trader are making plans for the upcoming year, and we are now taking applications for a regional organization. If you are a part of a registered 501c3 and want to be considered, please stop by our office at 983 East Highway 160 in West Plains or email givelocalfirst@gmail.com. In 2023, our charity golf tournament was the biggest in the area with 82 teams and raising over $20,000 for our recipient. Deadline for eligible applications will be October 31st.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
It's third down and 12. Cody Sanders and I here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers switch sides, moving south to north now.
And they've got a third and long.
Here's an option play. They'll toss it running to the left. Remy has it to the sideline, hit, wrapped up, breaks a tackle, and gets knocked down finally at the 22. That's going to be far short of the first down. A gain of 5 on the play, so it'll bring up fourth down and 7. I don't think they were necessarily trying to get the whole thing there, but this will be a more workable situation. Fourth down and 7 now from the Parkview 21-yard line.
So fourth and 7. See if West Plains has just what they need here or if they go for more.
Here's a fake. Back to throw it. Isaiah with a slant over the middle. That ball is caught. Boy, you talk about right on the money. First down, down to the 7-yard line. West Plains will move the chains on that play, that pass play. And the reception to tight end Red Erickson.
He was wide open.
He really was. Well, they're trying to double cover both of the outside receivers in that set. So that leaves the middle of the field wide open. You tell the tight end, just go down there and find an open spot
yep.
and stay there.
And it worked.
First and goal from the, looks like the 8-yard line. Isaiah Jones with a single running back, Remy Wilson. Here's the snap. They'll hand it to Remy, running with blockers to the left. 5-yard line, turns it up inside and in for a touchdown. Remy Wilson changes the scoreboard at 10:50 of the second quarter with an 8-yard touchdown run. So that makes it 14-0.
14-0. We'll see if they once again opt for the 2-point attempt or if they'll send the guys out to kick the extra point.
And Joel Wyatt signals they're going to kick it. Reed Cobb will come over and line up for a left-footed extra point try. It's up. Is it 15-0? It is 15-0. 10:50 to go. First half. West Plains leads Parkview 15-0. And back in a minute on KDY.
Something warm and delicious for lunch or dinner. What may that be?
San Juanero's Mexican-style chicken soup. Yum!
San Juanero's famous chicken soup. It's packed with good health and great Mexican flavor. It's full of shredded chicken and warm broth, Mexican rice, pico de gallo, avocado slices, a touch of enchilada sauce, and topped with fried tortilla strips. It's muy bueno. Try it at San Juanero's, just off Kentucky Avenue, next to the License Bureau.
It's not enough to merely own land. You need to own it, too. The Coyote Canine UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning the land sounds like this.
Well, son, someday you'll inherit my land.
But owning it sounds like... You see, owning is...
Sign here, and here, and here.
But owning is more. Yeah, the rugged Coyote Canine UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
10:50 to go in the first half, and Cody, when you're playing an 0-7 team, you don't want to give them the impression that they can play with you. 15-0, that's the way to start the game for West Plains.
Yeah, you bet, and we're still early in the second quarter of this game, and we'll see what Parkview can do to respond.
Squib kick up the right hash mark. They'll run it across the 30 near the 35-yard line and be forced out there. So first and 10 for Parkview. And Parkview's had a little success moving the ball here so far, and they've had really good field position. Now this is their third possession of the night. They'll have it. They're going to mark this at the 36-yard line, it would appear.
Yeah, their first possession on the evening really started well. They had first downs on... They had three plays, two first downs, and then it just kind of stalled out. And second possession, West Plains defense kind of tightened up. So we'll see if Parkview can kind of try to refine that first possession luck.
Here's the pass over the middle. That'll be batted down incomplete. They tried to throw the ball to their big tight end on that play. Incomplete. Intended for Jameel Johnson.
You know, this quarterback for Parkview, he's got a little bit of a funky release. He's also a lefty, and it just... It doesn't quite look right coming out of his hand, but he can sling it.
Even in the past years when Parkview has struggled, when you play them, you'll usually see two or three kids and you'll say, well, those guys, man, would like to have them.
Yeah.
You know, we had that happen at Hillcrest. Now it's second down and 10 from the 37. Off the back foot, pass up ahead, ball is caught, and that'll be a gain on the play. It looks like about 7 yards. On the pass completion that time to Jalen King, a senior wideout.
Yeah, and James had to get rid of that one quick. He had two or three Zizzers about to bring him down.
You don't see that very often, a quarterback, high school quarterback, making that throw off the back foot, but that's what he did. Now it's third down at about 3.5. The ball is marked on the 44 of Parkview. Here's the snap. They're going to run the ball right up the middle. Huge hole. First down and much more near the 45-yard line. And so they went conventional that time. Yeah. They didn't try to go up top.
And it worked.
And that was a very, very good call. On the carry was Casey Hiley, sophomore running back, 6 foot, 195 pounds, and he protected the football, ran with his head up, and picked up a good game.
We're just under the 10-minute mark, and Parkview is in West Plains territory, first and 10 from about the 45.
13-yard gain on that last run. Now, quarterback will bobble the ball, throws it on the run, high pass incomplete. He was going to fake to the back coming back across, and then he bobbled it and had all kinds of people after him and threw the ball a little bit too high to his intended receiver at the 40-yard line of West Plains. So it's second down and 10. West Plains is pretty much set as far as their district seat is concerned.
Yeah.
Especially with a couple more wins. And for the first time in a long time, it's not in first. Here's the snap. Quarterback draw. Tries to pop it wide, and that's a bad idea. Going to be a loss on the play. Back about 4 yards. Tackle made by Peyton Reynolds, a 6'2", 225-pound defensive lineman, and he has really had a very good year. He's been good on the offensive line. He was good on the offensive line last year and this year, but he's playing a lot more defense, and he has really been good along with Jackson Hunter up front.
It's going to make things about third down and 12. And this is where West Plains has had some success. Once they get a couple good plays in their favor, this Parkview offense sputters. So we'll see what happens on third and 12.
Third and 12, pass over the middle is incomplete. They tried to get it again to the big tight end, Jameel Johnson, but that ball was out of reach of everybody, and now it'll be fourth down and 12, and I would imagine Parkview may be looking to put West Plains back deep in their own end, but it would appear.
Looks like number zero, the quarterback, is on the sideline getting a play. So they might be looking at this saying, hey, we're on the 45. We might as well try to get this.
Kamen James, the quarterback. And it looks like they are going to go for it here. Unless they want a quick kick.
Which is possible.
A little deeper drop. Here's the snap. Back to throw. And the pass over the middle is broken up, incomplete. Good coverage down there, double teamed on the receiver, Jacob Moore.
So that's turnover on downs on back-to-back possessions. So West Plains will come back out and try to go 3-for-3 with scoring drives and consecutive possessions. And they will start just a few yards away from midfield, with 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play until halftime.
That's where Lebanon started their drives in the first quarter the other night. That was
troubling.
Them on a half a field was not good. First and 10, 47 of their own end of the 50. Toss play running left. Remy Wilson has lead blocking, turns it up inside, hit hard at the 50, still keeps him moving before he is stacked up, and the pile will regress. They'll give him forward progress to the 46-yard line, so that'll be a gain of about 6 on the play.
It'll be interesting to see how things shake out in the Ozark Conference tonight in the Lebanon-Camdenton game. I tell you, and this is probably unprofessional on my part, but I love seeing anybody but a Springfield school win the Ozark Conference.
Well, there is, at least to this point, there is Lebanon, and then there is a pretty good drop-off between the next couple of teams. Camdenton, we'll see what they can do about that. Here's an inside counter. Dawson Howell, big hole, 40, 35, 30-yard line. He is rumbling to the 20-yard line, and a first down on a gain of 26 for Dawson Howell.
They've ran that play twice tonight, and both times Howell has had a nice big hole to run through, and he's not an easy one to bring down.
Two carries for 51 yards for Dawson Howell.
You'll take that average every night.
Isaiah Jones gets a play from the sideline as West Plains with the clock running down at 7:35. This is the fastest first half that we've had all year. It's just now 7:35. Here we go on first down. Here's a fake toss. Back to throw Jones. He looks over the middle. Now the ball is deflected and it's caught. out of midair by Remy Wilson. Johnny on the spot has it down at the 13-yard line. Isaiah Jones' arm got hit on the pass, and Remy just, it looked like a duck falling out of the sky into his arms, and it turns into a positive play. Gain
sure
of seven.
Does. Yeah, number 90, 6'4", 235-pound defensive end, Tayshawn Finley. He had nice pressure on the quarterback and was able to get those big long arms up to deflect that pass. And you're absolutely right. It just kind of fluttered and fell, and luckily fell to a West Plains Zizzer.
We're going to have a timeout for an injured player for Parkview. You look across the field, Cody, at Parkview sidelines. Their numbers are really down.
Yeah.
We talk about our numbers not being that great. We've got actually a little bit better numbers. But
yeah, it looks like it.
Timeout on the field, 6:58 to play. With an injured player, we'll take at the outset, a 90-second timeout with a score of West Plains 15 and Parkview nothing. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Back with Cody Sanders and West Plains on a second and four. Pass out to the flat ball. Cut. That's a touchdown for Will Stoffer. From 14 yards away. So three different players have scored touchdowns here in the ball game so far for West Plains, and that score comes at 6:36 of the second quarter.
It's going to make the score 21-0, and now we'll see what Wyatt and the Zizzers elect to do here in regards to a point after attempt to fill lineup. Looks like they are going to be maybe interested in the two-point try.
Here's a snap, quick snap, throw over the middle, ball is caught by Alex Judd for the two-point conversion. You're basically playing, it looks like, 4-on-3 there.
Yeah.
With the swinging gate formation all set aside to the left, and it's two-point conversion. Good. And on Will Stoffer's 14-yard catch and run, West Plains now leads his ball game by a score of 23-0. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave as friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Well, it's all roses so far. Here's the kickoff for West Plains, a bouncing kick at the 27-yard line. Return to the right. They've got some blocking over here. Big block. Now at the 40, at the 35, and bulldog down at the 49-yard line. Parkview has not had bad field position for the entire game, but this may change it with a flag down on the field.
Yeah, this one's going to come back, I believe.
And so the flag is at the 34. It looks like it's a personal foul.
I always like watching the interactions between the officials and the culprit. And for Parkview number 21, he comes over to the official, I'm assuming says something along the lines of, what I do wrong, or I didn't do that. But they're going to march it off. Looks like they're going to march off 15 yards.
All right, so they'll move the ball back.
I think they're calling a helmet-to-helmet hit. Based on the official and his hand signals.
You know, used to, after ball games, our guys, we'd compare helmets and see who had the big paint splotches on it from just nailing somebody.
Not supposed to do that anymore.
You're not supposed to do that anymore. Here's a running play right over the left guard. It went nowhere. Alex Judd on the stop that time. And I believe Peyton. Nope, that was Curtis Shane.
I'm just guessing your helmet was always pretty clean, wasn't it? You had the tough guys protecting you.
If everybody did their job, there shouldn't be anything on it. There were a few things, but not very many. Second down 9. Second down 8. 22-yard line. Back to throw it again. Near side ball. I think it was caught. That's going to be a really short gain. Good coverage by Will Stauffer on the play that time. The pass completion to Jalen King. And so a short pickup. It'll be third down and 5.
You know, so Harlan, whenever you, of course, you travel, you go to all these games. How does West Plains' attendance compare to the schools that we visit?
Very well in most cases. Very well. Here's a snap on the third down 5. Toss play running left, trying to get to the side. That is not going to work. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
It's possible, yeah. But that's going to bring up a fourth down, fourth and 6 or so.
Casey Hiley on the carry that time. Be a loss of a yard, fourth down and 6.
Looks like this time they are going to bring the punt team out. And they'll see if they can't try to get West Plains backed up a little bit at least.
Should get some really good field position here.
I tell you what, though, with a team like Parkview, nothing to lose. Watch for a fake at any given time.
Kick is away, nearly blocked. Good kick, caught on the fly at the 47 of West Plains. Here comes Kinslow around the corner. Big crackback block. He's at the 45-50. Flags are down, out of bounds. Everybody with a flag has thrown their flag on the field.
Yeah, you're going to get a couple different West Plains players with an illegal block or a block in the back. The fans here are not going to like it.
There was a borderline block right out of the gate on the 50-yard line. Even though it was borderline anymore, if you get somebody from the side, not from the back, but from the side, they're still going to throw a flag. And we have got a Parkview player down on the West Plains sideline at the 42-yard line. He may have been one of those who got clipped on the play, so they'll come over and check him out, and we'll step away again. Another 90-second break, 4:30 to play in your first half. West Plains on top, 23-0 over Parkview. We're back in 90 on KD1.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned independent pharmacy with drive-thru and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Respiratory care is what Ozarks Health Medical Equipment is all about. At times, doctors may recommend an AffloVest for movement and management of secretions. Often, patients need help with movement of excessive congestion. The team at Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment will be there to help every step of the way on a journey to better health. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name. Located in West Plains, 1703 West 8th Street.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Injured player on the play for Parkview is Tayshawn Finley, covering that kick down the sideline. 6'4", 235, and what happened to him? Did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I saw it.
What happened?
Well, it wasn't good. He was trying to play pursuit and track down the ball carrier, the kick returner, the punt returner, and he just got a blindside smack. Didn't see which Zizzer delivered it, but it's one of the hits that drew the flags. And it was one, like you were saying, anytime you were borderline blocking the back, even if it's close, they're going to throw that flag. But it didn't look comfortable.
All right, so with the penalty, it moves it all the way back to the 35-yard line. Is it still going to be, and it will be first and 10 from there. Still time to score again before halftime. West Plains has a lot of time.
Why not?
Jones, quarterback, will fake it and throw it over the middle, and a diving catch on the slant that time. And a first down for West Plains to Jacob Moore.
You mentioned sophomores getting playing time. Right there's a sophomore making a big catch.
I think Jacob Moore has a chance to be an all-conference player this year on defense. He has been a really good defensive back, and there he made a play on offense. So now it's first and 10 from the 48-yard line of West Plains.
It's always fun to put people on the spot. So now that you've seen most of the Ozark Conference teams, who is the best player in the Ozark Conference?
Ooh, I'll have to think about that for a minute. Alva spread set. We'll run it to the left again. Remy follows the blocking. Look at him turn it up. 40, 35-yard line still going. 30, 27-yard line. And a nice, nice pickup that time. 25-yard run for Remy Wilson. I don't see any flags.
No flags.
For West Plains.
Well, hang on. Hold that thought. There is a flag down.
Jiminy. Back at the 46 of Parkview. So that happened downfield.
Yep.
So scratch that. Clock stopped at 3:51 to go in the first half.
I tell you what, regardless of that flag, you have got to like the way Remy Wilson runs that football.
He does, and he's patient. He waits for his blockers to clear the path, and then when he sees that block made, then he turns it up and really goes. So he does a good job. He's a very patient runner.
You know, you get a lot of these kids that they want to just go full speed as soon as the ball's in their arms, and they don't wait for the holes to develop. They don't wait for their blockers. That patience as a running back is key, and Remy Wilson's really solid at making those good choices.
Staggered eye. Let's see if we run that counter with the fullback again here pretty soon. Nope, play action pass. Jones, he wants to heave it. He does. He throws it long, and that ball is incomplete. Jacob Moore, the intended receiver, down at the 18-yard line of Parkview. He had time. That play took a long time to develop because Jacob ran from this side all the way to the other side across the field.
It's going to make it now a second and 15 with 3.5 to play until halftime.
Three receivers left on second down and long. And the quarterback, Jones, will keep it around the corner at the 50, 45, 40, out of bounds, 39-yard line. That's a first down for West Plains and a gain on the play of about 17 yards.
You know, we're getting to the point in pretty much all levels of football. Your quarterback almost has to be a dual-threat quarterback.
And that kind of applies to professional teams, too.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You don't see very many professional quarterbacks who just sit in the pocket. Especially with retirements in the last few years of, you know, Manning and Brady and so on and so forth, most of these quarterbacks, they can move.
The teams that win can do that. Motion man is Howell. Play action to the running back. Back to throw Jones. Can he get six? He throws it deep. Got a guy wide open. The ball caught. Touchdown. And once again, the Zizzers went back to Jacob Moore for the touchdown. 40 yards.
It's going to make it 29-0. And we will once again await a decision on if we're going for one or going for two.
Well, West Plains looks like they're going to go for the one this time. That's the third touchdown pass this half for West Plains' Isaiah Jones. Reed Cobb ready to kick. Hold down. Kick is up. And it appears to be good. And it is. 30-0. 3:14 to go first half. West Plains on top. Back in a minute on KDY.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 4-6-9-3-1-1-1. Bailey's team is gonna get it.
No matter whether it's a scorching 99 outside or a shivering 22 degrees, Kubota MX cab tractors at Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment will keep you comfortable, plus deliver the optimal power to get the job done. Right now on Kubota M-Series, get zero down, no interest for 60 months through October 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgeland Harbor and Kubota, West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Reed Cobb to kick it again for West Plains. It's been fun in the first half, 30-0. And here's a squib kick picked up at the 17-yard line. Run back to the right side, 20, 25-yard line to the 30. Gets to the corner, hit twice, third time, and he'll be out of bounds. And it'll be first and 10 for Parkview at their own 34.
So it's going to be interesting to see, and certainly no speculation or no reading between the lines necessary, but Briggs Houston is not on the field, and he was not on the field the majority of that last West Plains possession. He's over here on the sideline talking with one of the West Plains Zizzer coaches.
He has one touchdown reception tonight. Two others to Will Stauffer and Jacob Moore. First down and 10. Parkview running. Oh, they're going to throw the ball left and incomplete. That time the receiver in the slot over there gave himself whiplash, looking to his left to see who was coming to hit him. But he did that before the ball got there, and he dropped it incomplete. Second and 10. Next week we'll wrap up the regular season with our winding trip to Waynesville.
Remember when I used to drive us to Waynesville?
I remember. I remember you and Tom Barr riding with me one night. Back to throw it. Pass over the middle. Ball is incomplete. That ball was off the mark, intended for the wide receiver that time, Anthony Nunda. Little guy, 5'7", 130. Pass behind him, incomplete. Third down and 10.
We found some winding little country road where you could see where you were going and where you came from at the exact same time.
You know, I've been up there a bunch of times since then, and I've been looking for that place, and I still don't know where it is.
I have no idea. It may have been a fever dream. I'm not sure it actually happened.
Something like that did happen, though. Now it's third down and 10. From their own 34, Parkview with issues. Kamen James back to throw it. Left-hander throws it. High ball is caught. What a terrific catch at the 47-yard line. Of Parkview, that's a first down, a gain on the play of 13 yards.
James took a hit on that throw as well, and I was kind of waiting to see if a flag comes in for a late hit, but it did not.
Quick snap, back to throw it again. James heaves it way too far down the left hash mark. Triple coverage on the intended receiver, Isaiah Hampton. You had all kinds of company with him back there. It stops the clock with 2:38 to go in the half. 30-0. West Plains on top.
So what next week, Waynesville, how have the Tigers been this season?
They've struggled, but they've had a few games when they've put some points on the board.
That's a team that's always loaded with natural talent.
Back to throw it. Pump fake. Down the sideline. Good throw. Incomplete. Intended that time again. Trying to get the ball to the slot guy, Jalen King. Ball hit his right hand as he reached out down the right sideline at around the 25. But now it'll bring up third down and 10.
Be a big third down play. As Parkview is just in the position of looking for something. They haven't had a whole lot of sustained success, and right now they're just going to be looking for something to fall right.
Well, it's third down and 10. They don't have to get the first down here, but look for 17 out there on the left side at 6'8". Back to throw it. James, he looks right all the way. High pass incomplete. Simultaneous contact there coming up to make the hit. It was Will Stauffer. And now, fourth down and 10, and Parkview will punt the ball away with 2:27 to go in the first half.
So 2.5 to play. West Plains will get the ball back, and realistically, I doubt they slow down. I doubt they take their foot off the gas. They're going to try to get another score on the board before we get to the halftime break.
No turnovers so far for West Plains. Here's the snap. Big rush. How did he get that ball away? And a good kick.
Driving
Kinslow back to the 18-yard line, 20-yard line, 25, and body slam. Flags come down late from the far sideline on the play.
Tell you what, number 21 looks like he's the one that does the kicking duties for Parkview. He very well may have a future as a punter. That was one of the more impressive punts we've seen, just because he was able to not only get it off, but do it with three or four zizzers crashing down on him. And then not only that, but he launched the thing. Kinslow had to back up to bring it in.
It was a 35-yard kick on the fly, but it looked like it was going to get blocked. And instead, he got off a very good kick, and it will result in the ball moving back to the 10-yard line of West Plains.
We've not seen a whole lot of penalties in this game, but West Plains has now been penalized on the last two Parkview punts.
So no reason to expect West Plains to approach this any differently, meaning play action and throw it a long way and see who can catch it. I was looking to see if Briggs is out there right now, and I don't think he is.
He's still on the sideline.
So he may have tweaked something. And now, play action. Looking deep. Down to the left sideline. Ball in the air very well, and the ball is caught by Kinslow, and down at the 50. 49-yard line.
Tell you what.
And that was in double coverage.
It sure was. Yeah, when that ball was in the air, I thought, oof, that may not be the guy to throw to. Had a safety kind of closing in on the ball. But it worked out West Plains' favor. And that's a big first down to go from the shadow of your own end zone to midfield.
39-yard pass play. Back to throw again, Jones. Cutting across the middle. That ball was incomplete. That one had a little velocity on it, intended for Preston Ramser from the right end. The ball went past him and off the hands of the defender. It'll be second down and 10. Clock stopped at 1:54 here in the first half.
So as we are under the two-minute mark, West Plains wants to try to march another 51 yards and add to the scoreboard.
Back to throw, looking right, pumping. Skittering around, pass underneath, intended and incomplete. I believe Remy Wilson was out there and the flat ball was underthrown. And that'll bring up third down and 10.
It's a 30-0 game if you're just tuning in. West Plains on top. Three passing touchdowns from Isaiah Jones. Remy Wilson ran one in as well, and it's not even halftime.
Now on third and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Whistle blows. Timeout called by Parkview. 1:47 to go. First half. Back in a minute on KDY.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry, he installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Here is a third down play. Pass over the middle. That ball is caught. That's going to be a first down as West Plains will convert on a pass play to Ryland Kinslow coming from the right slot and cutting over the middle. Nice gain on the play. It'll be a gain of 16 and a first down for West Plains. 1:36 to go in the half.
Yeah, West Plains drew up the old screen pass, a little bubble screen when the wide receiver takes it and got a whole lot of green in front of him.
Wide receiver to the left, on the right, Kinslow in motion from right to left. Two running backs, toss play, fake it, inside there's that counter play to the fullback, and this time Parkview was ready for it. Dawson Howell on the carry, picks up three, and it'll bring up second down and seven. West Plains, no hurry. They've got a lot of time, minute 14 to go in the half.
So second down and seven as they approach the 1 minute mark.
Four wide, back to throw it to the right sideline. Passes high and caught by Kinslow at the 28. Bumped out of bounds at the 25-yard line. That is really close to a first down, and they're going to keep the clock running. Not quite close. Not quite a first down. And now West Plains will call timeout, and he is upset because they didn't stop the clock when the receiver is bumped out of bounds. 41 seconds to go and a minute timeout on Hot Country. KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza at West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
All righty, back to play. And a quarterback draw right up the middle. Isaiah Jones will be hit. He'll get a first down easy. Pyle moves across the 20 down near the 18-yard line. First down, they'll stop the clock and move the chains. 34 seconds to go.
That's going to get West Plains in the red zone, and we are at the 30-second mark.
Clock continues to run. Pass out left flat. Will Sarver with a catch. Tries to get to the side. 10-yard line, 5-yard line, knocked out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock. And West Plains definitely threatening to add on to the lead here. Now, they ran the turbo clock last week at Lebanon at the beginning of the second half. I don't know if it just depends where you're at.
It's up to the guys wearing stripes.
So the ball is out of bounds at the 6. And now on first and goal, Isaiah Jones with 3 touchdown passes, and we have to throw a flag. Timeout called by Parkview. All right, and another 60-second timeout for us. 30-0, West Plains, 19 seconds to go in the half on Hot Country KDY.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24-7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
19 seconds to go in the first half. West Plains up 30-0, threatening to score again. Team we play next week is Waynesville. They are losing at halftime to Rolla, 15-0. They'll reset the play clock here before we get started. All right, first and goal. Counter running to the right. Jones in the end zone. Pass is incomplete. Tried to get it to Ryland Kinslow in the right corner. And it's incomplete. Stops the clock. 14 seconds to go in the half.
Still plenty of time. They've got a second and six. I shouldn't say second and six. I guess I should say second and goal from the six. So they've got time to take another couple of shots at it.
Let's see if we try to run the ball to the left this time on second and goal. Nope. Back to throw it. Looks right. Looks for the slant. Throws it hard over the middle. Incomplete. A little bit of contact in the end zone, but not enough for a penalty flag. It'll be third down and goal.
So third and goal. Harlan, do you send out the special teams unit?
Third and goal. You got 8 seconds. You run another play for sure. So, it just depends what you can influence them into doing defensively here from your formation standpoint. This, normally, is a really good spot for your tight end. But here we go. Back, here's a handoff running left, and here's Remy. Got put some blocking, burrowing ahead and in for a touchdown. That's what you do.
It worked. Good job. Good call. I want to give a lot of credit. I think it's number 56. That's Maddox Hawkins. He was kind of a lead blocker on that play. And I don't know if you saw it, Harlan, but he essentially pulled Remy Wilson into the end zone. Love it.
It is 36-0. And now the decision. Do we do the swinging gate or go for one? We're going to go for one. West Plains with a 36-0 lead going in at halftime, 3 seconds to go. So we'll have an extra point kick, and we'll have a squib kick. And then it'll be time to relax for a little while. Here's the kick. It's up. The kick.
Looks good.
It's good. Just inside the right upright. 3 seconds to go in the half. West Plains 37, Parkview nothing. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
There are two types of to-dos, to-dos you want to do, and to-dos you got to do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a got-to-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the got-to-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
3 seconds to go till halftime. We'll have the kick, and that'll be it for the first half. Glendale is much better defensively this year, and their offense is worse. And they trail Kickapoo by only 6-0 at halftime. Here's the kick, and that ball is hooked out of bounds. All we had to do is kick it down, down the middle field.
Hey, how about one more play?
So they'll give it to him at the 35. And Parkview, who had, I mean, the first three possessions tonight, they could not have asked for better field position.
Yeah.
And it looked like the first drive that they might do something. But then they got tempted to run the ball wide, and that blew up, and then it just kind of went downhill from there.
Well, West Plains is going to line up in the old prevent defense. They're going to have at least four guys really deep, and their goal here is just to not let anything get past them.
Three wide right, one to the left, single running back with the quarterback. Last play of the half. Back to throw it, unless there's a penalty, that is. Here's a penalty. And a rolling out to the left and a sack and a loss of 10 all the way back at the 25. That'll be a holding penalty. And West Plains will decline.
It's almost.
And that's the end of the half. Halftime score, 37-0. West Plains on top of Parkview. We're back in just a moment on KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Rick's Truck Repair in West Plains is looking for a skilled big rig mechanic to join the crew. Apply in person anytime at Rick's Truck Repair off South Highway 63 in West Plains. Rick's Truck Repair is where you can get all your chrome or truck accessories. If they don't have it, they can get it. And they're your skilled mechanic big rig truck repair center. Visit Rick's Truck Repair on South Highway 63 in West Plains.
Mother Nature here. Oh, I love the fall of the year. One day I can make it 90 degrees and humid. The next can be gloomy and cold or thunderous and stormy. Just like my mood. Don't get too comfortable.
Make sure you have a backup plan for power this fall and winter for the ups and downs of Mother Nature. Get a Generac generator from Butler Heating and Air today. Get a quote at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer in West Plains, across from the fairgrounds on North Highway 63 in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Find new roads today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. If you are looking for comfort, durability, and protection to get you through your workday, Ariat brand workwear and boots are up for the job. We have a large variety of the best boots for any job, lace-up or pull-on, we have you covered. Plus, Ariat shirts, jackets, vests, work pants, sweatshirts, and hoodies.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, Our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howellcountyhabitat.org.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Well, the band on the field is depleted because we've got, well, this is senior night, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, senior night tonight.
How long till you get to go out there for senior night?
Next year.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that crazy?
Holy cow. I can remember you talking about your daughter wanting to be in band.
Yeah. Yep. And she's out on field right now as a junior.
That's incredible. Halftime score, boy, goes by fast, doesn't it?
It's insane to think that I've got a junior in high school.
37-0 is the halftime score. West Plains has been in control of this game pretty much from the outset, except for the fact that Parkview, when they had their first two or three possessions of the game, Cody, were able to move the ball downfield. They had really good field position. But if you don't take advantage of that, it usually comes back to bite you. And West Plains really used the passing game to pile up some points in the first two quarters.
Yeah, you know, Parkview did come out, and their first couple possessions, they were able to get a little bit of movement. They were able to pick up some first downs, move the ball. They looked sharp running the ball, especially right up the gut. West Plains, however, then made a few defensive changes, maybe changed their alignment a little bit, and that has not happened since about the second offensive possession of Parkview. And since then, Parkview has had two turnover on downs. They've had to punt the ball away a few times. And it's been a first half dominated, really, in just about every category by West Plains. West Plains has looked pretty sharp on offense. They have zero turnovers. They have not had to punt the ball away. And it's kind of been an Isaiah Jones and Remy Wilson show. Jones with three touchdown throws, and Remy Wilson's got a pair of touchdowns on the ground, including the one to wrap up the first half and give West Plains a 37-0 lead.
Briggs Houston had one touchdown reception. That was a 20-yard pass at 4:51 of the first quarter, and that's the first touchdown of the ball game, made it 8-0. And since then, he has not been out there on offense, and we've had two other guys, Will Stauffer with a 14-yard pass, touchdown pass reception, and Jacob Moore, a 40-yard touchdown reception. So we've also had touchdown runs, two of them by Remy Wilson, covering 7 and 6 yards, and that is the scoring from the first half of this football game. Senior night, a lot of seniors out there on the track that are senior students plus the band parents that are out there with them. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got a list here of the Zizzer football seniors, if you want to run down a list and
go ahead
and give them their little their little time in the spotlight. So the Zizzer football seniors, we'll just kind of go down the roster in numerical order here. Ryland Kinslow, Preston Ramger, Briggs Houston, Lance Norton, I.C. Bivens, Dawson Howell, Dylan Brigman, Monty Rogers, and Lyndon Schofield.
That's not a big number.
No, it's not a huge number of seniors on this Zizzer football team, and that's why you're seeing so many juniors and sophomores with a lot of significant playing time. But I tell you what, they've got some legitimate leaders in those senior ranks.
I counted 8, 9. I counted 9 seniors, so I don't. That's going to be close to it. You look at the roster sheet for West Plains and go down under a year, and there's a whole lot of so's.
Yep.
On there. There's a whole string of so. Fur. So we've got a lot of young kids on that are listed on the roster. Not all of these are obviously dressed out tonight, but majority of them, especially if they're sophomores, are going to be out there this evening. So at halftime, West Plains on top by a score of 37 to nothing. Some other scores tonight. Thayer, if I can get my phone to cooperate here. The Thayer Bobcats, according to Nate, are whipping up on Willow Springs. Talk about a team that's had a rough year.
Yeah.
Man alive. Thayer leads 47-14 in that ball game. Now, some of the other games going on around the area tonight. Let's see if we can get us a score update here. And the latest scores we have, and these are all close to halftime, really, really good game. Nixa and Republic. Nixa leads at half 14-7. Kickapoo, as mentioned, leads Glendale by a score of only 6-0. And let's see, who else? People wanting to know how Matt Perkins' team at Rockbridge is doing. They're winning near the half tonight against the Cupies from Columbia Hickman.
They've got that inner city battle going on tonight.
And that side of the city, Hickman hasn't won a game yet. And let's see, other scores. Anybody in our realm doesn't look like it. Rolla with a 15-0 lead over Waynesville. We hit that a little bit earlier. And we'll take another break here. And if you haven't heard the news, it was kind of like a bolt from the blue earlier this week. The news that West Plains would be joining a brand new conference. And I say not a different conference, but a brand new conference. That'll start next season. The Ozark Mountain Conference. And we'll talk about that here when we come back after the break. And we're back after this on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Jubb with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zizzer and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Something warm and delicious for lunch or dinner. What may that be?
San Juanero's Mexican-style chicken soup. Yum!
San Juanero's famous chicken soup. It's packed with good health and great Mexican flavor. It's full of shredded chicken and warm broth, Mexican rice, pico de gallo, avocado slices, a touch of enchilada sauce, and topped with fried tortilla strips. It's muy bueno! Try it at San Juanero's, just off Kentucky Avenue, next to the License Bureau.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned independent pharmacy with drive-through and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Now is the best time to save on 54 and 60 horsepower Kubota cab tractors at Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. The Kubota M-Series have been redesigned and re-equipped to make your job easier around the farm. Save on Kubota M-Series with zero down, 0% interest for 60 months, now through October 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
Back with Cody Sanders. It's 37-0 at halftime. West Plains on top of Springfield Parkview. I told Cody earlier that there was something I wanted to tell him. I'll just go ahead and tell it on the air. There's a good chance that a lot of people maybe haven't heard this, but Ashton Judd does one of the commercials you hear during the course of the ball game, and it reminded me back a few years ago when West Plains won the state basketball championship and the girls basketball championship. It was just a, if you saw the game, it was just a fantastic ball game as West Plains beat Whitfield after Whitfield had beaten them the year before. Whitfield's a St. Louis private school. And when we started the fourth quarter of that game, Ashton, I think West Plains was up by 2, maybe 3, not positive. But in the fourth quarter, Ashton Judd just took the game over. And by the way, she was Miss Basketball in the state of Missouri,
right?
Her senior season. She just took the game over, and West Plains just kind of rode her back all the way to the final buzzer and won a state championship. And in the after the ball game, the head coach at Whitfield, who has since left, but he had a run of really great teams there. And they have an interview room there in the JQH Arena, or whatever they call it now. And while he was at the podium, they asked him kind of what his thoughts were about the game, and he said he was really happy with the way his team played. And he said, but Ashton Judd was not going to let West Plains lose. And there wasn't anything we could do about it.
Yeah.
And that is a fact. She had such a great career, and it's so much fun to watch playing on that Mizzou basketball team. And she's not out of her element at all.
No, she was as a freshman, she made the all-SEC freshman team. And now as a sophomore, I think, you know, I watched a little interview with her where she was talking about, you know, taking on, even though just a sophomore, wants to take on more of a leadership role.
And was never recruited by Missouri State.
Yeah.
And you say, well, why is that? And I'd say, ask them. Because that doesn't make any sense at all.
That's all right. She's doing just fine.
We've got a new football, a new conference.
Yeah.
Starting next year. And it's called the Ozark Mountain Conference. All this news came out this week, early this week.
A couple days ago.
And evidently, if you've been around, you've probably heard talks about something like that from people. But it's just been talk. Well, now it's a reality. And starting next football season, no more Ozark Conference. Although I'm sure that in some respect, West Plains will maintain a relationship with the Ozark Conference and competition in different sports.
Sure.
but not football.
Well, we could, and, well, realistically, there is at least the outside chance that we do see a couple Ozark Conference teams, as we do have to fill our schedule up a little bit next season. So that's there's at least a chance we could see some of these teams another couple of years. But, yeah, so what was your just immediate thought whenever the news came out?
My immediate thought was, who else is in it? And the teams that are in it right now that are definites include West Plains, also Marshfield, Rogersville, Branson, Carl Junction, and Bolivar. Now, Marshfield, we've seen them like in district play.
Sure.
They're a very good athletic school. Basketball, they're just all right. Football, they're just kind of all right.
You know,
they really haven't done a whole lot.
For a very long time, the Marshfield Lady Jays basketball program was one of the best in the state.
Oh, well, they're one of the best in the country. They had a, I'm trying to remember, they had like an 87-game winning
yeah.
streak.
Yeah, oh, it was remarkable.
That was back in the days of Melody and Julie Howard when they played for Cheryl Burnett and those really good early teams they had.
So I'll tell you one thing, I didn't make the realization immediately. Someone told it to me later in the day that this news came out. When West Plains plays a regular season game at Logan Rogersville, that'll be the shortest distance traveled for a regular season conference game since 2001.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, with that said, as you go to Rogersville, number two on the list, that was my first impression. Well, that'll be one of the shortest trips that we'll have right there. And as Cody pointed out, Rogersville has been really pretty good.
Yeah, they're no pushover.
In football recently, they're always good in basketball. And they have a very good baseball program. So you got Rogersville. Then you have Branson. Branson's basketball program is going to get better pretty quick because they have Pete McBride, who coached at Eminence. He is their head coach now. We saw them get a little better last year, but once Pete is down there for a while, they will get noticeably better. Now, in football, by the Rockets' red glare here, in football, Branson, going back some years, had a very, very good football program. They have fallen back in recent years, but that's a pretty good score. Size-wise,
yeah.
Well, et cetera. So that's a good team to add.
As it stands, Branson is the largest school in this new conference. They've got a student population of upwards of 1,400 kids. West Plains sits around 1,100. And so it's going to be interesting. None of the schools in this new conference have less than 800 kids. And so far, none of them have more than around 1,400. So, you know, between 1,400 and 800, that is a significant difference. But these schools are all similarly sized, and, you know, they're appropriate competition. So, you know, it's been a few years, but there was some speculation that Springfield Public Schools wanted to break away from the Ozark Conference and have a Springfield City sports conference. And that did not happen. That was talked about, didn't happen, and now the Ozark Conference is going to have to fill in two spots.
Well, they're in the process of merging with the Central Ozark
the COC.
Conference. And that's going to bring in Nixa. I don't know about Ozark, if they're in that league or not. But it's going to be a very Springfield-centric area,
yeah.
Springfield area football league. The other teams in the conference will be Carl Junction, who we've seen in the postseason before.
Sure.
A good-sized school, which essentially is an appendage to Joplin, and Bolivar. Now, this is nothing against Bolivar from the standpoint of their athletic program or anything like that, because they've generally been very good, especially basketball-wise. Their football is getting better again. But I am so sick of going to Bolivar. I've been to Bolivar so many times in the last 3 years. When I saw the list of teams that are involved here, again, nothing against Bolivar, except, you mean now we got to go to Bolivar? Well, they were in the Ozark Conference, but still, we can't get away from Bolivar. So, from a travel standpoint, this is not that much better.
It's not much different.
Bolivar's a long trip. Carl Junction, ugh, that's a long trip. Branson, from where we're starting from, will be a long trip. Now, trips to Rogersville, Marshfield won't be too bad. But there is a possibility we could see some other teams added.
Right.
Poplar Bluff is one definite possibility.
There's been some speculation. So this conference will have six teams on year one. Year two, they would maybe like to up it to eight. By year three, they would maybe like to have 10 teams, and within 3 years have a full 10-team conference. Who knows if that happens? I mean, there's been no definitive yes, that's what we're going to do. But yeah, there's going to most likely be additional teams added to this new conference.
And Wes Davis, superintendent of West Plains Schools, was on the radio with us yesterday morning talking about this. And there had been a lot of talk about the COC and the Ozark Conference merging. Now, if you're a part of the Ozark Conference and that happens, you could put yourself in a very bad spot or maybe find yourself out of the conference.
Yeah.
If you do that and you don't have people to work with and form a league, you find yourself an independent, that is not the way to go.
Well, and so that's the best takeaway, realistically, from the new conference, is West Plains does not have to worry about that happening to them.
All right, ready to start the second half of play here, and it'll be West Plains on the receiving end. And they will be going from left to right on the radio, and that's north to south.